This is Talking Business. Well, joining me now is Hein Vogel, who runs the emerging companies team at Investec. G'day, Hein. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Alan. Thanks for having me.
But before we get on to your work with the emerging companies, tell us a bit about Investec. It's a South African, or at least it began in South Africa. It's now dual-listed in London and Johannesburg. Is it still a South African business, or is it primarily a UK one now?
Well, it's really grown over the last 40 years or so to be very international. So we've got a very large business in the UK now where our asset management business is run from. We've got quite a large private bank and specialist banking business there too. So whilst we've got a lot of staff in South Africa still, I think we've got about more than half outside of South Africa now. So it's grown quite a bit, 10,000 people around the world now.
Right. So it's one of the great South African success stories, isn't it, really?
Look, it has had an incredible journey. We're actually going through a bit of a transition now with some of our original founders transitioning off out of the business at the moment. But, you know, it has been, it's one of those few stories where the company's gone offshore and been successful over a sustained period of time and still looking to do stuff and still being looking to be quite entrepreneurial and creative. So our main markets now are South Africa, the UK, and then Asia, including Australia, and with a few other dots around the world.
So tell us what you're doing for emerging companies in Australia.
Sure. Well, we started up this new team about two and a half years ago to support high-growth companies or entrepreneurs growing what we call next-generation businesses out of Australia. And the idea was really to become a one-stop shop to be a single partner for these companies. So as we find a lot of these companies growing and scaling, they need some support in terms of advice and networks and connectivity, but then also some capital. And so we're looking to provide that to some of these companies. Typically, we meet them when they're worth around $10 or $20 million, and hopefully they'll grow, multiples over that, and then go offshore if that's the ambition for these businesses.
And do you invest in them?
Yeah, so we invest both in terms of providing equity capital. We can also lend to them through providing debt. And so it's one of the things that with our business, we're quite flexible in terms of the capital solution that we bring. So we can write out equity checks typically between $1 and $5 million and then also lend them up to $10 million under the mandate we have from the bank.
Tell us about some of the businesses that you've helped.
Sure, we've worked with a few businesses over the last few years. In fact, as we were on the show linked to Qantas, we actually backed a company that originally was developed inside of Qantas called ICM Airport Techniques, and they provide what's called automated bag drop system. So if you go into the Qantas terminal in Sydney, for example, and you go and check in at the kiosk and drop your bag, at that hardware solution, it's a company that's building those units and have gone offshore and have provided. It's now one of the global leaders. And so we've invested in them, provided with them with some debt and equity capital over the last few years. We've helped them buy a business based out of Melbourne, and then also provided them with some strong shareholder support as they've grown the business and brought some other shareholders on the register. So it's one of the success stories we're very proud of being involved in. And of course, we think a great Aussie story in terms of these guys have now being providers to some large airports overseas, including Changi Airport and Heathrow, for example. So that's one of the examples. We've also done a few more recent investments, for example, into a business called Dresden Optics. So they provide or make glasses, and also a business called Made Comfy, which is a short-term accommodation rental business.
What do you think of the Australian emerging companies scene? There's a lot of debate about whether there's much going on here or whether there's not. I mean, some people kind of get quite down in the mouth about what's going on in Australia, but it seems to me there's still a fair bit going on. Are you finding that or not?
Look, we see a fair bit of activity. One of the things that's great about our business is that we have actually grown our own business into some of our offshore markets. So we have sister teams on the ground in India, London, South Africa, and a few other dots around the globe, and we kind of have a good sense of what's happening there. I think the Aussie market still is quite buoyant. There's a lot of money available to the space. I think what we need is more entrepreneurs that are really serious and committed about building these businesses in the long term. And it's quite easy to go out and say, look, I'm going to start up a business and have a go at it, but you need some tenacity to see it through. And I do think it's still quite buoyant in Australia.
And I mean, one thing that strikes me is that a lot of Australian businesses are now focused on the global scene. I mean, you mentioned a couple there that are doing that. Is that the way you see it as well? That really Australian entrepreneurs are now more focused globally than perhaps they were in the past?
Look, I definitely think that is the case, particularly the younger entrepreneurs who have travelled a lot and are having a keeping a keen eye on what's happening in other markets. And even with some larger companies, you know, we've seen some good examples of some listed Aussie companies dipping their toes in offshore, particularly into the US. So yes, I think that's definitely the case. It depends a bit on the type of business that you're focusing on. Clearly, some businesses are better built to just be focused on this market. But then if you are building a business like that, you've got to be very mindful about other offshore competitors, you know, coming and taking your market share or eating your lunch here. And we've seen a few of those examples too. So I think building a business with one eye on what's going on offshore is very important in this day.
I suppose what you need to have and make sure you've got is a business that's got a unique idea behind it. Now, you mentioned Made Comfy, which is a Airbnb property management system where they help property owners to put their properties on Airbnb. Is that being done elsewhere in the world? I mean, is that something that could be taken globally or not?
Look, it is being done elsewhere in the world, and I think if we talk a bit about Made Comfy specifically, they actually take it a lot further than just managing your Airbnb. You know, as an owner, they really provide you with a turnkey solution. So if you had a property that you wanted to rent out, they're not simply renting it out on your behalf. They basically take it all from you. So managing the booking to providing the check-in, check-out service to getting it clean to even paying your rates and taxes on it for you. So it really goes beyond that. There are businesses like this offshore, but it's still very much, I think, on a global scale, a segment that's still growing and emerging. There's no one clear dominant player out there. And so I think the markets there are still quite fragmented. And so they've got a huge opportunity in Australia to try and get that market share. And even them, as a young business, have had offshore opportunities, you know, given to them. But to their credit, the guys are staying quite focused, which is what I think you need to be if you are building a business in the early days, at least.
What about your own background, Hein? How long have you been with Investec?
So I joined Investec about 8 years ago now, and it's been quite an interesting journey.
You've been doing other things than looking after emerging companies, haven't you? You've been a sort of a general investment banker. You've been defending companies from takeover, as well as helping other companies make takeovers, I think.
Yeah, that's correct. So my background really is commerce law and then tax, and I practiced law, corporate and tax law for a few years, and then moved into banking about 12 years ago or so, and so just started being a, you know, basically a merchant banker. And one of the things I really enjoy, particularly at Investec, is you get to apply, you know, the skills and knowledge you have, leverage your networks to really help your clients grow. And it's great that we've now added, you know, capital to that equation as well, because often you see a great company that needs a bit of help, but often what they need is some skills as well as some capital. And so, you know, for these emerging companies in particular, we're trying to provide that in one place. Because in the early days, you know, it is quite challenging building your business and going around to, you know, shopping around from provider to provider to provider to find different solutions is not that easy. Whereas if you bring it all together in one place, it's just a lot easier from an entrepreneur's point of view, you know, in our view.
So how do you charge for that? When you're investing in a business, do you provide the other services for free as a part of the deal, or do you charge for that on a kind of hourly basis or something?
Look, it's very flexible. We are very much equity led in our team, so we do what's good for the business, and particularly from a valuation point of view. So we do a lot of work just with the companies, just as part of being a shareholder and as part of being on the board of the company. So, and we've got a decent sized team that we deploy to help. You know, when we really get involved in the action, so for example, when we help a company buy a business and we've got to deploy the team for a long period of time, we just charge for that on an arm's length basis, and if we are the right team to do the work, of course, you know. It's often that we're in companies and we think there's someone else out there that could do a better job than we could for various reasons. We'd be very happy to employ those people to help the company grow as well. So it's very much, I suppose, founder-led or entrepreneur-led. It's what makes sense for the business.
Well, it's been great talking to you, Hein. Thanks very much.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
I've been talking to Hein Vogel, who is the leader of the emerging companies team at Investec.